Tonight, I think, tonight will be the last shear on this topic of outdoor minyanim, unless something else interesting or relevant comes up. I have a few more topics to talk about next week. Feel free, please, to send some other suggestions. So tonight, let's discuss laning, Kriyas HaTorah outside. Now, every community has different rules, so we'll try to address the various rules that are in effect. Let's start with one shear and topic that came out of Eretz Yisrael, which is relevant for some of us here as well. If, let's say, the guy laning and the individual getting aliyah can't be on the same property, which is the current allowance of those shuls who allow outdoor minyanim, it's only with the restrictions of staying on your own property. So you have a baal korei on property A, and there's a guy getting aliyah on property B, but he can't see the sefer Torah. There's social distancing. Is that something that we could allow for? So there are really two elements when it comes to getting aliyah. One is the individual has to be able to see and read along. And secondly, he has to go up to get an aliyah. He has to go near the Sefer Torah. So with respect to seeing the words, so there is a discussion, there's machlokas in the Shulchan Aruch and Ramah, whether a suma, a person who's blind, who can't see the Torah, can he get an aliyah? So the Shulchan Aruch writes in Simen Kuf Lamed Tes Siv Gimel, suma eino kare, a blind person may not read, lefisha asa likros, afilo osachas, shalom naksav, one may not read from the Torah without seeing it. Even one letter he can't read. But the Ma'aril, as quoted by the Ramah, because of the Achshav Korei Suma, the Suma can get an Aliyah for the Ashkenazim. Kemo she'anu makrin b'Torah l'amaretz. We could call it Amaretz. You could have a frum guy who may not know how to read or may not know any halacha. He could get an Aliyah. He can't read. So the Suma also could get an Aliyah. That's how the Ashkenazim paskim. And the reason why that works, says the Mishabrua, is because Shomea Ka'oneb. By him hearing the Baal Korei reading, it's as if he's actually saying the words, and therefore it's entirely permitted. Mishabur writes, Sha'odna no'agin la'hakil afilo im eino yachol likros im ha'shayach tibor mila b'mila. So we allow a suma to get an aliyah. So now him being far away, that's not a problem because he can't see. But there is a second issue about saying a bracha when you're far away from the Sefer Torah. Is that allowed? So the Gra says, the reason why we make the guy go up to the bima is it's a covenant Torah. To sit in your seat and say a bracha far away, that's a lack of a covenant Torah. So go up and hold on to the Sefer Torah, say the bracha. So the question is now, where it's not possible to go up to get an aliyah, you just can't be there, maybe it should be allowed. So Schermach actually says, if you're in a place where you can't get an aliyah, you could call the guy across the porch and say, you know, Yamod Ruvain ben Shimon HaKohen, and he can actually get an aliyah, even though he doesn't see, and even though he can't even be near the Sefer Torah. That's from Schermach's psak. Rav Asher Weiss, he addressed this psak, and he thought this was incorrect, because how do you make a whole new way to get an aliyah? We have a certain structure and formula to get an aliyah. To start saying to get an aliyah from across the shul, I understand this shas that the Chaki says, Rav Asher Weiss was uncomfortable with this heter. He did not like it. So what was his suggestion? So let's talk about two different scenarios. Let's say you have a situation whereby a person can go on the property. So properties are allowed, backyard minimum are allowed, but you still need social distancing. So here, what you can do is have, I saw the suggestion of Tzvi Rimon. Rav Rimon suggested as follows. Have the guy get an aliyah and say bracha. Have him step away 6 feet and let the Baal Korei let him lane. And you take turns. So that only addresses the Kavod HaTorah aspect of saying a bracha near the Sefer Torah. It doesn't help with the being able to see the Baal Aliyah. He can't see. So at least addresses one of the issues of, again, saying the bracha nearby and then moving back and forth. Okay, that's his suggestion. What Tshuva from B'nai Brak, what they suggested is if you have a very learned block, whereby seven people could lane, so you have a different person lane and get Rishon. One Baal Korei reads Rishon, next guy he lanes, he reads Sheni. This way no two people are up at the Sefer Torah at the same time. You just alternate Aliyahs and alternate Baal Koreis. So whoever could lane gets an Aliyah, whoever can't lane can't get an Aliyah. If you have seven guys doing that, so you have different guys laning getting different Aliyahs. That's a suggestion if you're allowed to cross over the properties. But we live in a place right now where you cannot go on the properties. I just heard today that one of their rabbanim sent out, the fire marshal, I don't know if it was Farakwe or Five Towns, gave out a $10,000 fine for a large gathering of a minion on their property. So if you do want to follow the rules of getting a minion, make sure you follow the rules. That means following the rules from the rabbanim, following the rules of the government, and following the rules of the doctors. All of them have to be at play, or it could be a very hefty fine, aside from all the possible isurim that might be at play. So again, that's only where you could cross over people's properties. But we live in a community where, again, only those shuls who are permitting it, you can only stay on your property. What is the best way to get to do lane? So you need, let's talk about Shabbos. You need seven aliyahs. Now, let's say you have the option, you live in a family where you have two or three boys. So you have the father get an aliyah, could the son get an aliyah, could brothers get aliyahs back and forth, or is it best for one person to lane everything? So there is a din in Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Kuf Mem Aleph Sivvav, where he addresses the topic of siblings and fathers and sons getting brachas, aliyahs back to back. The Mechaber writes, Yecholin likros shnei achin zecherzeh. The Shulchan Aruch says you can have brothers read back to back. You have a shlish and revi, you can have brothers. Va ben achar av, and a son after the father could also get an aliyah. V'ein manich and ella bishul ayin hara. But we don't let people do this because of ayin hara reasons. And therefore, it was discouraged by the Shulchan Aruch because of ayin hara reasons. So says the Mishnah Berurah there. He says, min hadin ein shum chashash iser. There's no iser at all. It's just an ayin hara. V'yal kein, therefore, im karo ukvar ala. Let's say the Gabbai didn't know. He accidentally called the son after the father. Or he called the brother after the brother. Lo yeirid, we don't make him come down. Get the aliyah. Ach lichachila, ein manich and likros mishim ayin hara. But lichachila, we don't allow for it. So what's the option? What should you do? It's a very serious thing. It's an ayin hara. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, if you don't care about ayin haras, so don't worry about it. Have aliyahs back to back. Brothers, fathers and sons, not an issue at all. Rav Asher Weiss says, forgetting the ayin hara piece, he says, this is all lechachila. We're not living in a lechachila situation. We're very much bidyeved. No one else could come on my property other than me and my sons. So what could I do? So therefore, Rasha Y said, in this situation, you have a father, son, father, son, whatever order you want, you're allowed to have multiple aliyahs. That's Rav Asher Weiss's understanding. However, Rav Felder from Lakewood was not comfortable with this. He thought we should still preserve the halacha of not having sons back and forth and brothers going back and forth. And therefore, what he suggested was to have one Baal Kori read the entire thing himself. From beginning to end, no other aliyahs. That's the suggestion of Rav Felder. And Rav Asher Weiss also makes the suggestion. He makes two suggestions, but have one read the entire thing together. Now, the question becomes, so how does he read it? One guy's reading everything. Does he, take a break, say a new bracha, shlishi, a new bracha, revi, new bracha? Or does he say one bracha in the beginning, and then one bracha at the end? So the history of how aliyahs came to be, and the brachas at least, there were always seven aliyahs of Kriyas HaTorah. It's already brought down based on Takanas of Ezra, seven aliyahs on Shabbos. But in terms of the brachas, the Gemara Megillah says there used to be one bracha in the beginning, and one bracha all the way to the end, and that's it. One in the beginning, one at the end. Now what happened was, people would come late. So they'd miss the bracha in the beginning. They come in the middle of shlishi. And all they would hear is a bracha at the end. They wouldn't know that there's also a bracha before him. At the same time, you have people who left shul early, where they caught the first bracha, but they ran out and they missed the last bracha. They didn't know there was a bracha after laning. So therefore, they instituted that every single aliyah should have a bracha before and a bracha after. Bracha before and a bracha after. But that's all when you have seven people getting different aliyahs. If it's the same guy getting the same aliyah, would one say multiple brachas or not? So this is actually, interestingly enough, it shouldn't be surprising. What's most fascinating to me, by the way, to all these shirim and halachas, there's all a source in the Shulchan Aruch. It's crazy. Every case you would think never happened, it all happened. And if it didn't happen, all the principles are laid out here. So there's a Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf Mem Gimel, Sif Hei. And the din is as follows. Beis HaKnesses, She'ein Behem Mishi Yodei Likros El Echa. There's only one guy who knows how to lane. I mean, back then, only if you knew how to lane would you get an aliyah. So if you only had one Baal Kore, Yivarech V'Yikra K'tas Pesachim V'Yivarech L'Acharim. So the guy, the one Baal Kore, he should say a bracha, read a few Pesachim, say a second bracha. Then it says, V'Chozer L'Varech T'chila, you say another bracha for Sheni, that same guy, V'Korek K'tas Pesachim U'Mivarech L'Acharim. Then you say another one, V'Chein Yase Pa Kama Pamim K'Mispar Ha'Olam Shel Oso Yom. You do it as many times as needed for that day. If it's a weekday, 3 times. If it's a Yom Tif, 5 times. If it's Yom Kippur, 6 times. If it's Rosh Chodesh, 4 times. If it's Shabbos, you do it 7 times, multiple brachas. So although a tshuva from Bnei Brak thought that you should go back to the initial Takana and only one bracha in the beginning and have 7 aliyahs and one bracha at the end, it seems from other poskim and Rav Felder, Rav Asher Weiss, among them is if one Baal Kori is laning, he should say a bracha and each aliyah. bracha lane, bracha, bracha lane, bracha, bracha lane, bracha, until you've completed seven aliyahs. So we just laid out several different options. I know it's very confusing. What I'm going to suggest, I didn't consult with other poskim at all, it's just a suggestion based on Rav Asher Weiss and from Rav Felder. It would seem that the best practice should be if having the one bakare get all the aliyahs and say bracha at each of the aliyahs. Now, if you take one of the other options, it's also fine. This is new territory for everyone. It's my suggestion because Rav Felder and Rav Asher Weiss both agree that's a very good approach. But again, if you want to have your sons or brothers do it, and you don't care about Ayin Hara, that's also an option of having a father-son-son or a combination, or father-son, however you want to do it. That also works as well. Yirtzeh Hashem, we will continue Sunday night. Everyone have a wonderful night. And again, question?